Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Good morning to you. Happy Halloween to everybody. Yeah.
It's cold enough to feel.
I'm glad it's cold.
Yeah, no, if it would have been warm today, I would have screwed it up.
It would have. I mean, it really, I walked outside last night. It was cold, nah, a little breezy, nothing crazy. And it just felt like Halloween. I mean, if it's not going to be cold, it doesn't feel like Halloween. I mean, imagine being in Florida where it's just kind of warm. You know, granted, you're not wearing a coat, but I don't know. I mean, I think we're just accustomed to this. I mean, I think it's more weird that you don't wear a coat when you go trick-or-treating or just warm accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
If you're seeing your breath, you know, like if you see your breath, it's like ghosts are present.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
It's cold. Yeah. Right. Spirits. Spirits are near.
It's like a laser light.
Yeah.
To find spirits are present. When you start seeing your breath, it's really cold, and then you turn around and the cabinets are open.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting Alzheimer's, but I've been, like yesterday, it seemed twice like someone had moved something. And I'm sure I'm misplacing where I set something down, but I did it twice. I was like, what is going on? Like I put the remote in a weird place.
Okay.
I got up, came back, and I'm like, I searched the apartment twice, could not find the remote.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
What could that be?
Ghosts and I had set laughing. It down in like an impossible deal. And I'm like, I guess I swung over there. What?
And why?
My place isn't that big.
Well, you're also talking to somebody. I just, for the last, you know, couple of days, and all these videos keep popping up, you know, places that might be haunted, you know, like this camera catches this and that. And that stuff just freaks me out. You don't see that throughout the year. This is the only time you'd see it. So I would say maybe some ghosts.
Well, you know how they always do those lists of cool haunted, you know, we have cameras everywhere now.
Yeah.
So a recent one I saw was pretty good. So here's the premise. It's a guy who has uploaded to YouTube over the last decade. So there's a video track record for him.
Okay.
Probably like 10,000 videos. And he videotapes everything. And it's him fixing projects and cooking segments.
Okay.
I'm sure no one follows him. It's just the same 99% of everything on the internet is just boring and pointless. So it's a guy who constantly has a camera on himself and he's always YouTubing. He has no history of ever trying to pull a prank on everyone. Usually it's him going, here's the new recipe for homemade peanut butter.
Okay.
Well, in the middle of one of his segments, the cabinet behind him, plain as day, opens.
See, that's
completely
just weird.
Opens. And if you look at his videos, he's always in his kitchen.
Okay.
So he's been in that same set you've seen a million times, a regular kitchen. In the middle of one of his segments, the cabinet
opens up.
Plain as day. I've watched it. It opens all the way up and it stays open for a little bit and he keeps talking and all of a sudden it closes and bang. And when it bangs, he genuinely for the first time reacts and stops the take. He's going, now here's a great deal for new peanut butter. Bang. And he goes, whoa. And he looks behind him and he's alone filming this. And he looks back at the camera like, what the?
See, I love that stuff.
And he goes back and he turns off the camera like to do another take. And it went. It's somebody's picked it up now because he's like, I don't know what it was. He's like, I went back and looked at the tape. He goes, I'm telling you, I didn't rig anything.
Weird.
My cabinet opened and closed.
I'm amazed by that stuff. I believe in that stuff. It's weird. This is why I like this time of the year is because of those weird videos of weird, mysterious things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was sleeping last night and I could have swore I felt a finger running up my thigh.
But it was you?
But it was me.
Ooh.
And it wasn't a finger, it was a thumb.
Oh, you're your own Kevin Spacey.
I sat on my hand for a good long time, and I called it the stranger.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
We have a high today of only 42 degrees. Tomorrow we're going to see about 57 degrees.
There's a candy warning out.
What's that?
It's so funny. The FDA has issued a warning about the consumption of black licorice.
I love black licorice. Is there is it
a real concern or just a silly, frivolous?
No. Mom, it's actually like, no, it's like a funny, like it's funny because people are like, black licorice, who even eats that? But apparently, party, this would be a listen for you. They put out like a warning video and everything where it's like all like trick-or-treaty and stuff. I guess there is a substance in black licorice, which I cannot pronounce, that can decrease potassium levels in your body. And if you're over the age of 40, and those are mostly the people who apparently enjoy black licorice, it can cause heart problems.
Ooh, so you can be too old to eat black licorice?
Oh,
right.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, black licorice, time to lamb.
It causes heart problems. Drops in potassium levels can lead to abnormal heart rhythms, high blood pressure, muscle weakness, swelling, even heart failure. And so they really are issuing this warning. They shook a tail. They did like a whole video and everything warning people, careful about how much black licorice you go diving into, because apparently it can cause you some heart problems.
Everything's going your way, and along comes Debbie Downer. Mama's here to tell you about a new disease, a car accident or killer bees. Who beg her to spare you, Debbie, please, but you can't stop Debbie Downer.
Not even Halloween candy is safe from Debbie Downer. Stay away from black licorice because of glycyrrhizin.
Yes.
Well, and what's the difference between, I think the question that I have is, what's the difference between red licorice and black licorice? Are they that different?
Oh, totally different.
I mean,
absolutely
a flavor additive, but still the consistency of makes them licorice-y.
Same thing.
Well, black licorice and red licorice.
I wonder if what they put in this glycerin that in black licorice is just unique to black licorice. Like, I always think like the other stuff, the Twizzlers, the Red Vine, that's not really licorice. Licorice is black licorice.
Yeah, black
idea is that it's this anise derivative. It's total old timey candy back when they didn't really have
candy.
Sweet stuff. Exactly.
They created that. I mean, that's an acquired taste all the way. I grew up eating it. My mother loved it, so, and my father, so they kind of pushed on us as kids. But yeah, we always got looked at weird too, by the way, if we were eating black licorice. But
right.
I still eat to this day. Love me
I mean, black licorice is totally something that reminds
me. You can't
eat
it now, Molly. Just saying, you're way too old.
Totally. Heart problems.
All
you're just
stuff.
A ticking time bomb with this stuff.
I know.
But you can still eat red licorice.
I like red too.
Eat some Twizzlers.
I'll eat some red licorice too. All right, 9:37. She's going to be in next. She's got some stuff for you. She's going to let you know what. I wonder if she dressed up today. We're going to find out though. You know Molly is. She's a witch today. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Hey, good morning, 9:49. Hi, Chi. Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween.
She is dressed for Halloween as a beautiful mother to be.
Oh, yes,
aww.
She is. Look at that.
It's a lot nicer.
When I was, somebody's like, what are you supposed to be? I was like, I'm a pregnant DJ.
I like it.
They're like, I love your costume. It's so realistic.
I've been working on it for months.
One month to go.
She's dressed as a dirty old witch. Look at her. Hey.
She looks like a clean witch.
Is she the good witch? Who, the good witch of the West?
Am I a good witch or
she
a bad witch?
She hands out full-size candy.
Or am I a sandwich?
I had to hide the candy. I had to wait till last night to go get it. Peter likes to nibble, likes to help himself, shut off the light, and say there's no trick-or-treaters.
He likes to play hide the candy.
Found it. No, but seriously, give it to me.
Let the nose do the walking.
Find some bit of honey. You know what? That's my favorite Halloween candy, bit of honey.
Is it?
Stop
really?
It. No. So, yeah, are you 150 years old?
Where did you even buy that, Ben Franklin?
I love bit of honey, too.
I don't know who has it. Do they even make it anymore?
No. Probably. I feel like Ben Franklin probably sold it wherever those are at.
You guys never liked bit of honey? No?
No. Oh, yeah. Some with you. Bit of honey's good.
Listen to this guy. Really? Bit of honey over here. We got black licorice over here. You guys, guess what?
Who's black licorice?
It's 1900.
Black licorice.
No more.
Hello. Yeah.
Were you guys not loved enough as children?
I don't know.
I'm so concerned.
No, I like all candy, but I'm telling you, bit of honey is...
Actually, I wasn't. My parents hated me. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'll hug you later.
I should pick up some. My son loves honey. I wonder if he'd like a bit of honey.
Well, maybe.
I think they stopped making it because it'll pull your braces out.
Oh, it'll absolutely crush your teeth.
All right. Well,
interesting. The more you know.
Get your candy, the more you know.
And that's one to grow on.
Gee, what do you got coming up?
Go.
Jay-Z tickets after 11. So, Jay-Z fans, please come out of the woodwork.
All right.
And then after 1, Channel in the City.
Channel in the City. All right. Happy Halloween. Be safe. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a good day and do yourself good.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.